Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here producing a quality product, I would say, if I do say so myself, but a lot of people say this is quite the different program. So I'm here to offer you in a courteous way, a respectful way, orderly way, well, maybe not orderly, sometimes a little disorganized, but the basics of respect are here, and we would all like to have the basics of respect spread around the radio, especially. I was listening to some really horrible radio host do a really horrible job talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. These one-sided conversations that are so disrespectful, all I do is hit the button. There's a limited audience, and it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So we hope that you'll appreciate the fact that we have a wide scope here on the DJV program and leave it at that. One of the things I think we ought to talk about is what's going on with the CDC. Is there, it's a new day. Let's have a different rule.
Change the rules. Yeah.
I
always laugh about the science when I always use coffee as an example. How many times have you seen coffee will kill you? Coffee will save you.
Yep.
Coffee's the best thing you could
chocolate.
Ever have. It's poison. Don't
chocolate.
Put it in your mouth, right?
Yeah. Right. Like, chocolate's the same thing.
Well, the CDC is like a coffee survey, except in real time. And a couple of stories that I thought maybe you'd be interested in around the COVID virus. The CDC, first of all, has issued a change. They've had a retraction. And this is one of the things that I think is really irritating. No one really, like, wants to say whether or not it's airborne. One of the most irritating things to me about the Bob Woodward tape with President Trump when he was talking about the virus and it being dangerous and that he didn't want to cause panic is that President Trump said the virus was airborne. Well, if you Google, is coronavirus airborne, the answer is no. It's aerosolized. It's spread in people's spew, essentially, and it can hang in the air, but it's not considered an airborne disease. Well, the CDC over the weekend made a lot of people confused when they said that the coronavirus was airborne. They said it was an honest mistake, and now they're trying to take that back a bit, I guess, moving it back. They said it was an honest mistake.
Well, because it scares people, and people then
of
say,
course.
Well, if I'm less than six, if I'm 6 feet away, it's still not good enough.
Does it matter? It's in the air, right.
But we need to know what the real truth is. And you know, people are popping up in restaurants now, and more cases are spiking. The county I live in is becoming a hotbed because we opened restaurants and people are indoors. I don't know what the CDC, I don't know if this is political. I know that in the past they have admitted that they, you know, didn't write their own statement on their website and that it came from the coronavirus task force. But at this, like, who do we believe at this point?
No, that's
and there have been
the
months.
Problem.
There have been months of, but like we've known from the beginning, and we've talked about it here, that it can travel a lot further than
6 feet is arbitrary.
6 feet.
Yeah. I mean,
well, it was a prediction that there would be a fall surge, and as we've now entered into fall, the fall surge in certain places, the city that I live in, has seen 21 or 24 new cases in the past 24 hours.
600 new cases here.
I don't even know if it's the season or just what's going on with people. Because here's the thing. In California, we had a spike over the summer. Now we're like down below 3%, which is a huge deal for the state. So it depends on where you are. And unfortunately, I think this is just how it's going to be because this is a virus that is very contagious and people are going to hand it around. But according to this post, they said that the CDC believes that the virus can hang in the air and spread over an extended distance, but they continue to believe that larger and heavier droplets that come from coughing or sneezing are the primary means of transmission, which is why they still say that 6 feet is the right amount, because the heavy droplets that you cough or sneeze will start to dissipate after 6 feet. They say that sometimes it can be smaller, aerosolized particles or droplets that spread the virus over a wider area, but they believe that most likely it's when people sneeze sneeze and cough. And
but who's going to do all? Who's going to look at it in this complicated way? This is inside baseball kind of. And people want to know whether they're going to get it or not. And do they wear a mask or not? And do they have to do personal distancing?
Yeah, well, when you're indoors, you know, like for restaurants and gyms and stuff, you know, that you don't. Well, gyms, I believe you do have to wear a mask. But if for restaurants, as soon as you're at your table, you don't have to wear a mask anymore.
No.
And so that, but you're still right next to people. So it doesn't really, I mean, for me personally, there's no way I'm going to eat indoors in a restaurant until 2021. There's just no way. The tables are way too close. The air filtration systems are not, they're not up to snuff. So, you know, this is what we're going to have happen. But I just don't understand why we can't just say, yeah, there are larger droplets that would hit you in the immediate 6 feet. And then there are smaller aerosolized droplets that can hang out in, like, say, an elevator. That's why, you know, a lot of scientists from day one have said this is a dangerous situation for people to be at work, because if you have to take an elevator, then that's where those aerosolized droplets hang out.
But we're in the weeds here, and I'd love to have the info. But I think the practical side of this is, what do? You look around our country and there's a spike. You go to Canada, there's a spike.
Yeah, Europe has got it.
There's a spike.
Really
and
bad.
The stock market went down as a result of people thinking that we're going to go back into this nosedive.
Mm-hmm. All right, you ready for some other stuff about this coronavirus?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Because there's some other interesting stuff that I want to tell you.
Please.
Something that happened on Monday that was really unreported is that the House Committee on Foreign Affairs released an audit report on actions perpetrated by China and the World Health Organization at the beginning of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And the report was written by the Republican members of the Democrat-led committee, but it had some bipartisan contribution from what I understand. And it says that beyond doubt, the Chinese Communist Party actively engaged in a cover-up designed to obfuscate data, hide relevant public health information, and suppress doctors and journalists who attempted to warn the world about the coronavirus. It's a 96-page document that alleges the Chinese government hid and destroyed inconvenient evidence related to the virus that originated.
And they continue to do that today.
Yeah, right. So that report is out, and because of all of this, and this is what's so sad about the news cycle. We're all obsessed with RBG right now. We're all of that, but this is something that's really important too. That's not getting much attention. Then get
what happens though with that? Like, where does it go from there?
It's, well, first of all, you get the report so that you can actually start taking action so that Congress can vote on sanctions. They can vote on some of the things that would take aim at China. Mm-hmm. This is also happening in Los Angeles. So people are so out of work in Los Angeles, my hometown, that people are actually descending on tide pools at the beach in L.A. County. They're scraping starfish and mussels and other sea life from the rocks in order to stay alive and eat. And the L.A. City Attorney's Office charged 45 people for overfishing this past week.
Jesus.
Without licenses, taking restricted species at the White Point Beach in San Pedro. The city attorney said, I understand how desperate people are in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. I get it. People have lost their jobs. People's rent is at stake. But apparently, he goes on, this can't continue. This is not a way to feed your family or to sell a small quantity of sea creatures to make ends meet. So he's going after these people after giving, I mean, he gave people
There's nothing better to do.
Right. I mean, I don't understand this.
I understand it. California is the headquarters in the world of the nut jobs of the world. And it's getting worse and worse and worse every single day. And it does serve as
I'd
a good example.
I'd rather have people go to the ocean than steal from someone.
Yeah, but what it has done is proven and shows day after day how people who have no common sense rise to the people have the ability to be fooled, if you will, by folks who are so clueless, so out of it. It is mindless thinking and doing. In a moment, AstraZeneca and their vaccine trials. We'll get the update on that. 15 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26. Limit 30. Limits vary online. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, AstraZeneca is trying to prep a vaccine, and they were going to start a trial, but it's on hold now. The blueprint detailing how its vaccine is going to be tested, trials remain stalled. But here in our country, but elsewhere, they're testing in Britain and Brazil and India, South Africa. The tests were halted after two people experienced potentially neurologically serious side effects.
The one person was a 37-year-old female in England who had that inflammation of the spine and she couldn't walk, and that was really serious. Bad. The second one, they claim it's not related. I don't know how they know or not, but they claim it's not related to the vaccine trial, but they still halted it anyway, which makes me a little suspicious.
The EPA is adding new products to its list of disinfectants that can kill COVID-19. Let's see here. There's a EPA list called List N. Have you seen it?
No.
It has Pine Sol on. So that was on before.
Oh, I've been using Pine Sol for that anyway. It says 99% against bacteria like Clorox.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're supposed to apply full. This is not an ad for Pine Sol, but apparently,
I hate the smell of Pine Sol.
They have different ones now, though. They have lemon, and they have they have different flavors.
Yeah.
Lavender one, I think.
Clorox bleach takes 10 minutes. Lysol disinfectant spray 3 minutes. Zep Spirit 2, 1 minute. Spray 9 multipurpose disinfectant spray 30 seconds to clean up or get rid of the virus or its impact. So that's pretty interesting. There you go, a little recommendation on what you can do there, boys and girls. At 21 at the hour, this is today's DJV show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Don't know why I didn't come. I left you by.
Pretty familiar Nora Jones tune. So, what's the deal? Well, Nora Jones, appearing here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you, is here to promote her appearance on this week's Farm Aid show. It's the 35th annual Farm Aid, spotlighting the issue of substance abuse with, whether you know that or not, there's a lot of substance abuse on the farm, and these guys are trying to deal with that. There certainly will be a focus on the pandemic and how I've got my own. I could spend an hour talking to you, and I might try to whittle it down, but I've got some information on the new aid that's being promised by the Trump administration for farmers and who it has gone to so far. It'll make your stomach, Anyway, so Nora, back to Nora Jones. She says, I love the work Farm Aid does, and I think it's so important to support local and family farms. Amen to that, lady. She performed at the 25th anniversary of Farm Aid 10 years ago. That was in Milwaukee. She played a rare solo show at the City Winery in Manhattan as a fundraiser for Farm Aid about 5 years ago. So this weekend, Saturday, Saturday Farm Aid, the appearance, the guiding foursome of Farm Aid, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, Farm Aid, I think we've talked about this, the Black Pumas are going to be on stage, Bonnie Raitt, Boz Scaggs, Brandi Carlile, Chris Stapleton, Edie Brickell, Charlie Sexton, Jack Johnson, Lucas Nelson, Margot Price, Nathaniel Weightlift, and a lot of others, too.
Great lineup. It's an unbelievable lineup, actually. Yep. It's going to be virtual, clearly, because there's no audience, but I think it's going to be really... I'm looking forward to watching it. It's going to be fun.
Over and over again, you hear me say this, and it's so true. The government is screwing the farmers so badly with all this money that's not going to the people or the families that need it. Farm Aid organizers warning this year thousands and thousands of family farmers will be driven out of business because of government policy as much as anything else. The sustainable agriculture methods of family farmers are viewed as essential to addressing climate change. So why isn't more attention being paid to that and to them for that? Willie says this pandemic and so many other challenges have revealed how essential family farmers and ranchers are to the future of our planet. Farm Aid 2020 is going to give the whole country a chance to learn about the important work of farmers and how they're contributing to our well-being beyond just bringing us good food. A lot of people have rediscovered that this year, as we've said any number of times. The local family farmers have done much better this year, but that can't erase years and years of bad government policy and just screwing around. Now, the dairy farm is the best example of it. The government and its policies have ruined the whole family farmer dairy business. Farm Aid's festival running from 8 to 11 this Saturday. Be streamed live at farmaid.org, Farm Aid's YouTube channel, Access TV, and at fans.com, and the other platforms I think they're putting together this week. Sales of
But it's also
tickets.
Free. That's the thing that's really cool, too. Everyone can watch this. You don't need a ticket. They're just doing donations this year. So if you have a little extra, $10, $15, whatever it is, throw it their way because their work is incredible, and it goes directly to the farmers who need it.
They may
bypasses everybody else, which is great.
Yeah, they may bypass the government, that's for sure. They may, in fact, have something a little bit, you know, under the circumstances, a little different in terms of raising. I bet you they'll raise more money this year than they ever have.
I hope so.
The way they're raising it, yeah, right. Anyway, so Nora Jones joining the lineup. Check it out this Saturday night. Certainly we'll talk about it more between now and then. Something I'm going to watch. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Bitcoin is a decentralized and digital cryptocurrency that does not use a central bank or single administrator. It began back in 2009, and with a limited supply, Bitcoin has become big money. Sean Amuni is CEO and founder of ShakePay, and they specialize in Bitcoin transactions.
The premise here is that we believe that Bitcoin is this new way for people to transact with their wealth. And over the next 10, 20 years, you're going to start seeing a big shift in financial infrastructure moving from the big bank to these online commercial centers, and Bitcoin is going to usher in that new wave. And so we believe enabling a way to get into and understand how Bitcoin works, what it is, and to just get a feel of how to use it is really just that step into that direction.
More info is at shakepay.co.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another Republican is speaking out about the vacancy on the Supreme Court after the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says he's comfortable moving forward on a nomination in an election year. Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
With President Obama, I said not only will he nominate a replacement in this vacancy, but he probably has a constitutional obligation, just like President Trump does today, to make a nomination, and President Trump will.
Also on CBS, Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
These decisions that the Supreme Court makes, it's important that they not only have the force of law, but the force of the legitimacy of everyone. So for Republicans to move forward like this, I think really undermines that.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After passing Bermuda just a day before, powerful Hurricane Teddy is heading for the Atlantic side of Canada, producing potentially life-threatening surf and rip current conditions along the way, according to forecasters. The storm is a few hundred miles south of the Nova Scotia capital of Halifax, with maximum sustained winds of 90 miles per hour, making it a Category 1 hurricane. The Canadian Hurricane Center has issued a tropical storm warning for the south coast of Nova Scotia and a tropical storm watch for the province's northern coast. Flooding and power outages are expected. With more people staying home from the pandemic, more people are bored and turning to exotic pets as entertainment. And more neighbors are home to complain about it. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Complaints about exotic animals being kept as pets are on the rise in New York City. From the 1st of January through last week, the city's 311 hotline logging 315 calls about illegal animals, a 77% increase over that period last year. The New York Post is reporting rooster complaints are leading the way, followed by calls about ferrets, iguanas, snakes, and monkeys. Queens had the most complaints, followed by Brooklyn. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can hear the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Charging the air inside the world of this fabulous life that we lead. The good, the bad, the ugly. Good stuff. Here, shopping around for a good radio program. By golly, you found it. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan on the air. The focus now on what's happening in the retail world. What stores stay open? What stores are going away? Is anybody starting a new business? I see Aldi, the supermarket store, opening more and more. That's a European outfit. Have you got any where you are, either of the two of you?
Oh, yeah, there's one right near me.
And yes, they're starting to pop up. Yeah. And
I don't like them myself.
Well, you have to bring your own bags, and it's bare bones, but that's why the prices are so cheap.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of a weird combo of Trader Joe's and Costco, because they sell, like, other things in the middle of the store.
I think that it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
Exactly what it is supposed to be.
So, I don't know. I've only been one time to Aldi, and I thought it was interesting. I just don't know if it's part of my regular routine.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a fun shop, and I know a lot of people. My friends, my school teacher friends, who I talk about here a lot, that's where they do their primary shopping, is at Aldi. So, I guess for some people it works.
Mm. Okay.
It's very cheap, so it's, you know, with people needing to save money right now, it's a good option for them.
Hmm. Oh, well, I guess I don't need to save enough money because there's nothing in there. I've been into them a couple of times. I find them cold, stark, uninteresting. It's like going into a warehouse. And, yeah, I mean, it's a different practical approach. I want to kind of see the you don't find, at least the ones I've been in, there's no produce, really. It's just kind of everything in a can or a box. And they're on, you know, they open up the box.
The one near me is like, the reason people go to it is because it's just giant boxes of produce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all produce. That's like their thing. It's not organic, though. That's why I don't buy it.
Yeah, there's no local produce. It's just shipped in from wherever. Not my cup of tea, but obviously they're doing something right because there are 2,200 of them already in America. And they're growing everywhere you turn around. There's one opening near me in another week or so. So, all right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, what about other sorts of stores, Victoria? What are you finding?
Well, back in July, Bed Bath & Beyond announced that they would be restructuring in order to, you know, figure out what they're going to do. They said that they were going to close 200 stores over the next 2 years, and they also said that, unfortunately, that would eliminate 2,800 jobs as part of their operation to streamline and shore up their finances. Now, so they own 1,478 stores total. That includes 955 of those 1,478 are Bed Bath & Beyond stores. They also own Bye Bye Baby, which is the pretty much my friend's having a baby. I just had to buy a bunch of stuff from their registry there. And Christmas Tree Shops, as well as Harmon Face Values. So those stores, they're evaluating which of those stores will also close. But they've now made the announcement, and you can see it on their website. They have listed the first 63 stores that will be closing by the end of this year, and they list them by state. So it looks like, Jen, in California, they're closing 6 stores in California. They're only closing 2 in New Jersey. The one near me is staying open, which is good. They're closing a bunch in New York. And it looks like Massachusetts, where you are, they're not closing any. So if there's one near you, Doug, then that will remain open. Yeah. I was in the Bed Bath & Beyond that's near me in Monmouth County in New Jersey where I live, and it looked like it was going out of business because the stock was very, very limited, and I don't know why that is, if they're just not keeping as much stuff in stock to lower their overhead. I don't know, but clearly it is a store that is in trouble and a brand that's in trouble, which is too bad because, you know, where will all the Shark Tank stuff go? They usually end up in Bed Bath & Beyond
on TV. My question is, I don't know if I used to shop at Bed Bath & Beyond all the time, and I stopped. I can't tell you the last time I went into one, well, other than to use the bathroom, because that happened 6 months ago for me. But it's because it seems like the prices are a lot higher. I feel like I can get more stuff somewhere else. So that's been my change. I don't know if that's reality or not, but it just feels that way to me, and I think I have that in my head. I don't know if that has sunk in with anybody who used to go there.
So where do you go to get that sort of thing these days? Because they've pretty much corralled that brand and that
image. I get my sheets from Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com.
Okay, yeah, there you go. That's fine.
But sheets and towels and stuff, yeah, that's... Yeah. I'm trying to think. Well, actually, Target, I used to get everything... I used to get all my sheets and towels at Bed Bath & Beyond. That was just my go-to. But I was living in Manhattan, and there was a big store, which is one of the ones that's closing, right in Lincoln Square, in Lincoln Center. And so that was just a convenience for all New Yorkers. But now I've ordered sheets online. I still got my towels from Bed Bath & Beyond, but because I like to feel towels before I buy them. But I got my sheets online at a different company. So, yeah, I don't know. And you're right, Jen. The prices aren't cheap. But I guess I never went there looking for discount prices. I just sort of went there for the products.
As a non-shopper, there's one on Olympic in Los Angeles that I've been to that was on 3 floors. And I found the experience to be entertaining. You go in, you grab a thing, you go up and down on the... I don't know. I kind of liked going in there to get stuff.
See, that's what I'm asking, like, what changed for me? Because I used to love going to that store. The other thing I think of is overwhelming fragrance when you walk in. Like, sometimes it's so
yes.
much fragrance.
It's a lot of pumpkin spice right now.
And believe me, I'm loving the pumpkin spice. I'm all about it. But it's just, it's overdone quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
A lot of candles, yeah.
All right, speaking of the spices and stuff, I see Oreo cookies wants to get people into the holiday spirit
totally
early.
That.
I am gingerbread Oreos. Down for
gingerbread
those.
Oreos.
100%.
Gingerbread.
I saw that story yesterday, and I was like, oh, yeah, now this is some news I can get behind.
Right. Yeah. The gingerbread
forget
sounds really
the coronavirus. Good. Bring on the Oreos.
This is a, I'm a dunker, but this is, I dunk this into milk or
you
something like that.
An Oreo, you rip them apart.
And no, no, you dunk them. I dunk stuff. It's like,
well, it's
my friend,
gingerbread Oreo, so what would you dunk it into? I hate eggnog, so that would not be
do.
A no. No. You would.
That wouldn't put my fish.
You could probably do apple cider. You could get away with
yeah.
that. You could dunk
it. That would be good. Yeah, yeah, it'd be good.
Hot apple cider that's spiked, obvi.
Yeah. Panera
otherwise,
Bread.
It's not worth doing. He doesn't even know what spiked means.
Yeah, I know.
Offering, yes, I do, a mashup of the two menu items so you get the best of both worlds in one bowl. It's the new broccoli cheddar mac and cheese. Ooh, sounds
Phil, do you
awful.
Have that? Listen to this.
Broccoli cheddar. Can't keep your mouth from nothing else. Two classic loves. Swirled into one.
Creative.
Yes, it's soup on tender pasta.
Is this Michael Bolton?
It is.
Oh, my God.
This is real. This is not a spoof.
Loves macaroni.
This is the first time I'm hearing it, though.
Now I'm sort of wanting to try it. This is terrible.
This is actually a music video that's on their website when some Mac loves broccoli cheddar. Anyway. All right,
well,
so
it's a great combo, and it's a good way to get some veggies in with your mac and cheese. Yeah. You get some broccoli in there.
Yeah. All right, let's see what Starbucks is up to. They are officially ditching plastic straws. I thought they did this last year.
Michael Bolton must be like, what happened to me?
I know, right? I used to
I'm
be like flying in a private jet. Now on Panera commercials that only air on YouTube.
Yeah.
What was your question, Doug?
My question was that in the announcement from Starbucks that they are not going to use plastic straws. I thought they did this last year.
Well, they announced that they were going to end plastic straws by, I think, 2021, but but it wasn't known what they were going to do as a replacement. But what they are doing, which I love, and I've actually been requesting this for at least 2.5 years now, they have those plastic sippy cup lids, and instead of a straw, I just ask for one of those lids, and it makes it really easy to drink a cold drink that has ice in it. So that's what they're actually, that's going to be the new go-to. Unless you have a disability and you need to request a straw, then you can, but they're not going to just automatically give a straw anymore.
Well, they should be there. This should be universal. As we say, sometimes there ought to be a law. The usage of plastic this way. When I go to a restaurant, well, I don't go to restaurants now. There's not many to go. But somebody brings you automatically a straw with a glass of water. I give it back to them. I said, "This is plastic. I don't want to use that."
Well, unfortunately, it's too late at that point. But you know.
Yeah. It is, because it's in people's mindset. Nobody is thinking about this. Starbucks claims that the new lid, which they're going to use, which is polypropylene, it is a plastic, but you can recycle this, was modeled after hot beverage lids that are that have, as you just suggested, lids and straws combined. Or just how about just an opening? What do you need? Why do you need a straw for anything? All right, coming up in a moment, what's new from China? You're going to love this one. Scientists have been examining data that suggests there could be life on Venus, boys and girls. Now NASA is considering an expedition to Venus. And we talk about that in our clip of the day today, sort of a mini podcast. You can listen to that at djvshow.com and all the previous clips of the day, just to kind of get a flavor as to the silly and the serious stuff that goes down. And then you can listen to the whole program all day, every day as well. Yours at your service and on your side there, djvshow.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke, down by 50%. Skin cancer, down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26. Limit 30. Limits vary online. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's what's going on, boys and girls. In court in China this week, a gentleman who just coincidentally happened to be the country's most outspoken negative denouncer of party leader, how do we say his name, Xi Jinping? Whatever his name is.
Xi.
Xi. Okay.
Xi.
She?
Mm-hmm.
He or she?
Yeah.
She.
Like she.
Like
yeah.
That.
She.
Mm-hmm.
He is a she?
What's the story?
The story is that this fellow who had been denouncing she for a long time was arrested and tried and sentenced to 18 years in prison for corruption. Nobody, when asked what he was guilty of, what sort of corruption, nobody had an answer for that. Yes, I think that was probably about right. So, adds fuel to, there's nothing over there going on. When are we getting an answer to our question that we're asking here of politicians as to when we're going to pull the rug out from our relationship with China as far as things being made there, built there, developed there? When are we pulling the
plug
on? Joe
Biden says they're not our opponent.
Oh, good for him. It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Uri Geller joins us now. The last time we were talking, I remember you said, ask me when we speak again how to stay healthy, how you stay healthy. I didn't tell you that I had a little TIA a couple of weeks ago. I think I'm a pretty healthy guy. I know you're a healthy guy, but sometimes these things just sort of happen. And so it brings us all around to focusing on how we stay healthy as we get older. If you want to, you can, I think, for the most part, although there's the genetic side of, you know, what your makeup is, and sometimes that you're not going to do anything about that, but you can do things to mitigate your history, right?
Yes, Doug, that is absolutely true. I'm now sitting in my museum with an amazing man called Michel Stabag. He's the one that created the biggest spoon in the world for me. It weighs 11 tons, and it's 18.5 meters in length. He is, you know, he's doing all the iron work in the museum. His company is called Goldfake. His father started it, making safes, breaking into safes, and so on. So I'm here with him. And he also cares very much about his health. We are all wearing masks because, you know, the latest is that you got to put the mask over your nose, not only on your mouth. So this is very, very important. Talk about health, you've got to wear masks. I don't believe in those who don't believe that corona exists. People are dying daily, everywhere around the world. Businesses are closing. There are lockdowns in England, in Israel, all over the world. So please, anyone who hears me now, take this very seriously. Wear a mask over your nose and keep a distance of 2.5 meters from anyone you speak to. Okay, talk about health. I take vitamins. For 40 years, I've been taking vitamin E, vitamin C. I've been taking multiple vitamins. Everything that the body needs, but we don't get it enough from food. I exercise, aerobic. I go upstairs, go downstairs. And that's basically how I stay fit and I think positive. I'm a positive thinker. Those are my secrets.
I think there are a lot of things that you do also in your daily life. Exercise is important. The attitude, as you expressed it, but you also have, you expand your mind. One of the problems I think people have today, Uri, with mental health as well as their physical well-being, is they tend to think inside the box rather than outside the box, or they don't want to be exposed to new ideas. For example, if I said to you that there's only one mask that actually works, there are lots of masks out there. You can wear all kinds. There's a million masks on the market. But there's only one that has the ability to filter out the microns from the virus itself. So do we need to wear, do we need to be focused on that? Or is there a psychological effect from wearing a mask that that supersedes wearing the right mask?
This virus is real. It's tangible and it exists. There are no psychological games here. You've got to wear the mask if you don't want to be infected by others.
But you need to wear the right mask. The wearing a mask doesn't really do you any good unless you're wearing the right mask.
Absolutely. But the right mask, there is enough information about the right mask to wear. But let's talk about people who don't have masks. They wear cloth around their mouth and nose. The doctors say that that's also okay if you don't have an immediate access to a mask. So there's no psychology here. If you don't wear a mask and you are near somebody who has the virus and he sneezes on you or he talks loud and the virus, you know, kind of sprays out of his mouth or nose, you will get it. You will breathe it into your lungs, and that's the end. You either end up in hospital and die, or you can sustain and you can overcome it if your body is strong enough.
All right, so you all know where Uri Geller stands when it comes to masks. That's for sure. We get that loud and clear. Uri Geller, as he said, inside of his new museum. You can check it out. Fascinating things there, including that spoon that he's talking about. Check it out, UriGellerMuseum.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.